Thank you. Seriously, this is awesome. My name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central. It's a weekly podcast. This week I do something a little different. Basically, you're getting two podcasts for the price of one. What it is, I recorded a piece prior to the debate. It was on the debate day, Thursday. Actually, it was late morning. I recorded what I was really feeling at the time. I believe so strongly that Donald Trump needs to be elected to get this country back to sanity and reality, that I have fear. I had fear that after the debate, it might even get tighter. I don't know how it can get tighter. It's already 50-50, and that's what the first part of my podcast, the one I recorded before the debate, talks about. It's, I don't understand how it could be half the country is behind Biden. Something's wrong with that. It's ideology to the max. They don't care who the guy is, as long as it's not a Republican and as long as it's not Trump. But then the debates happened. Like everybody else in this country, I was deeply saddened by Joe Biden's performance. It was dismal. It was unacceptable. It was no way this could be happening. That's what I kept telling myself, that this is not real. This is America. We don't have presidents, commanders in chiefs that don't even know what day it is. That's a wrong thing. That's a bad thing. And the thing that kept coming back to me was, what's the rest of the world going to do now? There's a lot of people out there that don't like us. They're going to see this and they're going to go, yep, now's the time. We can do anything we want to them because they are down. It's two podcasts in one. Yay! What a deal. The first one is prior to the debate. Second one is after the debate. This is what still bothers me a lot. I'm bothered by the fact that the race is so close. That means approximately half Americans are clueless. How could anybody think, with what's going on in this country, with the border problem that's so huge, people can't even conceive it. The border problem is so huge, there are folks coming in this country that are the enemy in big numbers. And what the hell are they going to do when they get here? Sit around? No. They're going to blow us up. We're going to try. The economy? Well, let's see. Less than 2% inflation when Trump was in office. More than 6% when Biden's in office. Three times the inflation rate. I mean, oh my God. Foreign policy? I don't see how anybody could think that China would not be saber-rattling, that Hamas would have attacked Israel, how Russia would have attacked Ukraine if Trump had been in office. I don't know how anybody could believe that. The juxtaposition is extremely clear, and still somehow approximately half of the people in this country think all that stuff is okay, apparently. Or that it's going to get better or whatever. It's getting worse. Yeah. Inflation, when it slows down, is not getting better. It's still getting worse. I mean, come on, y'all. You 50% that think all that shit's okay, do a gut check. Please do a gut check and see, do I really think massive inflation that eats away all my spending power is okay? Do I think it's okay to have very, very bad people who want to destroy this country coming in freely? They apparently think it's okay. I don't get it. I just flat don't get how it could be any more than like 2% of crazies. I mean, yeah, there's always going to be a small percentage because there's some crazy people in this country who are totally clueless and have no brain power whatsoever. But most of us are pretty smart, I would think. I mean, in general, around the world, most people are pretty smart. And by that, I mean not crazy, not deranged. But it's a small percentage. And I would think it'd be 98% pro-Trump, 2% pro-Biden. That seems logical to me. If that was the case, it would be too scary because it would be the Antichrist. That's the thing with the Antichrist is everybody thinks he's so great, even though he's evil. That it's this close is scary to me, that half of the people in this country think all this really, 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 really bad stuff going on in this country is okay. It's not. And we can't have 4 more years of Biden or we will lose this country. We can't do that. Yeah, we might as well go live in Venezuela or something, or Haiti or whatever, where chaos reigns and these thugs are ruling everything. We can't have that here. This country is the last hope on this planet that we can survive as a species, and we can't let the bad shit happen here. We gotta stand up. We gotta say enough is enough. I'm greatly impressed and enthused by the fact that Jamal Bowman got voted out, the squad guy that got voted out, that got beat by another Democrat. He's no longer in the mix. And to me, that is the beginning of sanity that needs to be a reality in this country. We need to do that across the board and get these crazies out of there. Here's a little secret. Nah, I'm not going to tell that secret right now. We need to get the ultra crazies out of positions of power because they're ruining this country for everyone. Not for the Republicans or the conservatives. They're ruining it for everyone. And I cannot take it. I cannot stand. I cannot understand, I guess I should say, how that number is as high as it is. How can half the people in this country not get it? When the country's got a bunch of fat and there's a lot of wiggle room, crazies can make it. And there's benefit to that. There's some stuff going on, you know, back in the 60s, anti-establishment was a good thing because establishment had run amok and gone crazy the other way. And we got to have the balance. That's the thing. But when one side or the other is totally unhinged and over the top, the other side has to make that correction. And it should be to me, in my crazy little brain, that a lot of people in this country could see that and put aside all your partisan beliefs to save the country. When we get back on an even keel and we get fat again and there's wiggle room, then we can do stuff like that. But right now, this is serious as shit. We got people from all over, 180 different countries, coming in here with one thing in mind, kill America. That it hadn't happened already is just totally amazing to me. But thankfully, it hasn't happened, and hopefully it will not happen. If we get Trump in office, it's going to be a mountain. It's a huge mountain. We've let it go for so long that there's a lot of bad things going on in this country right now. But it starts with the election of Trump. We have to get somebody in there that's got the brute force to take care of this shit. A little mealy-mouthed motherfucker ain't going to do nothing. And another Democrat, whether it's Hillary or Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama, no. No, 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 no. No, no. That won't work for any kind of reason. Yeah, I believe in the two-party system 100%. But there's times, and now is one of them, that you can't fuck around with the bullshit. You got to get real. And like I said, both sides can go crazy and go over the top, and you got to stop that from happening. That's why the two-party system works, because if one side goes crazy, the other side kicks in. Right now, we got to kick in. The liberals have so much behind them. They got the news, for the most part, except for Fox. They got the schools, 100%. They got a list of things. I talked about that last week or 2 weeks ago. There are just so many things behind the liberals right now that's the mountain that I'm talking about that we're going to have to climb to get over. That we got to get past the mountain of bullshit in that regard. And we got to fix the shit that their programs have created. So let's get real. Let's get Trump elected. Let's get the shit figured out, get it fixed, and then ensure that conservatives don't go crazy too. And keep the whole thing in balance. It's hard. It's hard balance. And that's what the framers knew. That's why they set it up like they did. And even though there's a bunch of people that are trying to change that, it hasn't changed on that level yet, so we got to get her back. Please, no matter how you feel about the man, elect Donald Trump as president in 2024 so we can turn this stuff around and get this crazy inflation, border problems, and everything else that's messed up in this country. Get it fixed. Get it handled. And now we have the second one, recorded after the debate. If anybody wondered about whether Donald Trump was going to win or not, last night they found out. Joe Biden disintegrated completely, and there's panic in the Democratic Party today. Well, it started last night during the debate and went into full-blown panic starting this morning when everybody started talking about it. Yeah, he disintegrated in a bad, bad way, and to me, it was too easy. The Dems would never, ever have let him out in public like that accidentally and go, oh, well, he's doing pretty good in this 1 week-long prep he had at Camp David. Let's let him go and see if he can do it. Oh, no. There's too many smart people in the Dems, and it was too easy. They set it up really bad for Trump by having all these restrictions. They had mics that they could turn on and off whenever they wanted to. The far left moderator, Jake Tapper, they had it really slanted towards Biden. But even at that, they knew exactly what he was going to do, and he did exactly what they thought he was going to do, which was disintegrate. He couldn't answer a question. He stumbled and bumbled and couldn't finish a thought, couldn't have a thought, and it was embarrassing totally for everyone, Dems and Republicans, and it was embarrassing for us around the world. I mean, anybody wanting to do something bad to this country, they saw that last night. They're going, here's our shot. This guy is a bumbling idiot that's running that country. So it's all bad. But something is up. The Dems let that happen. It wasn't an accident and it wasn't a poor decision. They got something up their sleeves with this deal. I think they wanted the guy out of there. I think all along for the last couple of years, they've been hoping he'd make it. And then in the last few months, they realized he couldn't. And they're going, we got to get this guy out of here. And they looked at it and they went, well, shoot, we can't get him out now. It's too late. There's too many things, state by state, get a guy off the ballot. They can't just switch him out like in a sports team or something like that. They got to stick with him. I know that each state has to take him off the ballot. And all the states are different. And it would be almost impossible at this late stage to take a guy off the ballot for the president of the United States. So they're stuck with him. Unless something like this happens that they set up to happen so they could get rid of the guy, he's got to go. They had to put it out in the open, on the open stage, that this guy is totally cracked so that they could get rid of him and put somebody else in there. Now, who the hell are going to put in? I don't know. I mentioned some people earlier, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom from California, Hillary Clinton. Seems like I was thinking of another one. There are a few others that people have been talking about where if they had to. Now, supposedly Michelle Obama doesn't want to, but refuses to. We'll see about that if they actually do get rid of him, which I'm pretty sure they're going to have to now. I mean, my question is, they going to do it before the end of his term? The 25th Amendment says, in effect, the House or the Senate can request his removal, and then they have to vote on it. Or he can say himself that he doesn't want to do it anymore. Or he could die. Yeah, that's it. 25th Amendment. That's the one that they would use to get him out of there before the end of his term. Who knows if they're going to try to do that? I don't know. Interesting. Back to what I was talking about. The Dems are too smart to accidentally let this happen. So something is up. As I was also mentioning, I think they just want him out of there, and that's one way they can do it. But they had to have this show that he was incompetent so they could accomplish that. And I might be totally off base, but I'm thinking that they want the old guy out of there as much as everybody else. So what would happen in that case? In that case, Kamala Harris would become president if they invoke the 25th Amendment.
And then, of course, if she can't or won't or whatever, it goes to Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. I was so underwhelmed by the whole affair. I mean, in the back of my mind and everybody else's, they knew he would not be able to do this debate. We've seen him, little bits and pieces of him in the news, and it's been bad. I mean, if it's happening so much, they can't even cover it up anymore. I mean, every time he goes anywhere anymore, he wanders off and mumbles and bumbles and stumbles. And we've seen the decline. Like I said, they were hoping against hope that he could make it through the end of the term, win the election, and then do what they needed to do. People who are running the country right now, the Obamas and a few others, they just wanted the party to be in. They don't care who it is, really. They're calling the shots, and it's not Biden that's doing it anyway. So they just wanted him to win now. What the problem is, and once again, they don't have anybody to put up the polls so far anyway as beating Trump. So then what? 0% chance that the Democrats can win the White House, because everybody now knows Biden can't. The problem that the Dems have is they don't got anybody to put in there. The one that would frighten me the most would be Michelle. And they're saying, that's why I said, we'll see. She might be doing like what Hillary was doing, like, I don't want it. Oh, we have to have her and that kind of thing. So, anyway, I am encouraged by the fact that the Dems are having their troubles right now in a big, big, bad way. I'm discouraged that our country has no competent president at the helm. It's going to run okay because it has been 4 years now. But my concern really is the other countries around the world are going, yeah, now is the time.